Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope you're having a good day. We have an awesome show in store for today. And before we get started and get with our guests, I'm going to get some temperatures for around the listening area. 47 at Hollis, 48 at Putnam, 45 at the May Ranch, 48 at Slapout. Over here on the Texas side of the state line, 47 at Lipscomb, 46 at Miami, 48 at Dozier. Odell, you're 47. Just some nice temperatures. Well, I'm going to mess this name up more than once today because my French and my German are not the best in the world. So, but I've seen them on Facebook a million times in the last 2, 3, 4 months, and I was watching one of their Facebook posts here a couple weeks ago, and I thought, you know what, I got to get these people on my show. Not only, they build barbecue or grill smokers and the rocket stove, which is their famous piece, but I know they got a story. Sure enough, they got a story. And we're going to talk about that story today, along with all the stuff they make up in Wisconsin. First, I want to welcome Jason and Miranda Chason. I know I didn't say that right, to the show today. Tell us how you say it.
Chason.
Chason.
Jimmy, man. I mean, it's close, Jimmy. You're close, but it's Chason.
I got you.
That's the way we say it.
Well, my French quarters language is not very good. So, anyway.
Well,
welcome.
It wasn't long ago I had a guy tell me that I'm pronouncing my last name wrong. So, I guess it doesn't really matter how they say that. I've been called worse.
So, Miranda, what was your maiden name? So, we'll start there.
Yeah. I was Noel, was my maiden name. Noel.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your really busy schedule to come on the show today, because I know you guys got it going on, and I'm super happy for you guys for the success you're having with your business. But first, let's see who Jason and Miranda is. Miranda, tell us who you are, and don't get to you guys meeting yet, because I'm saving that for later on. So where are you from?
I'm from a little town in rural Southwest Wisconsin called Blue River.
Okay.
Live in the middle of nowhere. Like, we don't even have cell service. But, I grew up here all the way up through high school, graduated high school, went off to a tech college, decided that wasn't for me and I wanted to be a rancher. So I moved out to Montana.
Well, that's a good place to start.
Yeah, that's where I ended up seeing Jason, but... He can probably tell you his side of the story.
There's always two sides, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jason, we know you're from Louisiana, but let's figure out who you was and how you ended up in Louisiana or started in Louisiana. How's that?
I was born and raised in Doosan, Louisiana. Grew up in Louisiana. I went to technical college graduated high school. Went to technical college for diesel mechanics, because back in those days, there was a welder shortage and a diesel mechanic shortage. And if you came out of school as a diesel mechanic or a welder, you were going to be a rich man.
I've heard that before.
So, I mean, I went to school for it. I took welding. Diesel mechanics was diesel powered engine technology is what the paper says, and then there was welding involved in that. There was classes that we took, and started doing mechanic work right out of trade school. And I grew up with horses. I had always had this dream of being a cowboy, and right after after trade school, and I started working for M&L Industries right there in Broussard, Louisiana, I realized that maybe mechanic isn't exactly what I want to be, because I don't know. It just didn't drive it for me. The passion wasn't there. I wanted to be a cowboy.
Right.
And I said, where else? What's a better place than to learn how to be a cowboy than to go out west? And that's how I ended up in Montana.
Well, you're talking about right out of trade school. Was that for an oil field company there?
No, right out of trade school, I started working for M&L Industries.
Okay.
Which is a agricultural. I worked on New Holland equipment. So like your New Holland square balers?
Yep.
I was the guy that go out to the hay fields and work on the knotters to get them tying again. I would work on the tractors, either swapping engines or head jobs, stuff like that. It was a New Holland dealership is where I went. They are the ones that picked me up for OJT right after trade school.
I got you. On the job training for you people who don't know what OJT is, because I did that in the military. Well, a lot of people do the OJT, even in the oil field and on the ag side and stuff like that. That was pretty cool. All right, so you headed out west. You ended up in Montana, and I'm guessing right off the bat, let's see, what was you telling me the other day? Was that like a dude's ranch, or was that what that was?
Yeah. Flathead Lake Lodge. If you ever got a minute, look it up. It's a big resort ranch. They usually run about 150 head of horses, and I went out there as a wrangler, basically just taking care of the horses, riding the young horses, getting horses ready for the dude string. Taking guests out on the mountains on rides, and that's where it all started.
Is that where you met Miranda?
I met her there, but I didn't meet her there for a little while because after that first season, I came back to Louisiana, ended up in the oil field, and then right after, so I was doing well testing for a while. Strickland.
Yep.
Anybody know who Strickland is. Yep. But I was well testing. So I was offshore all the time just doing well testing with a crew. And ended up getting a job with Seaboard International.
Yep.
Because I was riding a horse. I would start young horses for people. And I was starting a horse for a guy. And he said, one day I was riding his horse in his round pen. He had came to pick up his horse. He was going to write me a check. And back then we only charged $600 a month for training. And he came. He was going to write me a check. And he was happy with the horse. He's like, man, do you want to make some real money?
Here we go.
He said it. If I recall, he said it in a very Texas accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had
a thick accent.
Yeah. I'm not going to say his name, but he talked like this. And he said, you want to make some real money, boy? And I said, Paul, what do you got? He said, come work for me, man. So he took me under his wing. Before long, I was doing wellhead work offshore. And did that. Hurricane Katrina comes around. I'm living offshore after Hurricane Katrina, doing P&A on all these platforms out there that had got knocked down.
Yeah.
And while I was there, the manager of Flathead Lodge called or emailed me and said, "Call me when you get a chance." So, I called him. And said, "Hey," they said, "we want you to come back and we want you to manage the barn for us." And I said, "The next chopper out, I'll be there." So I called Paul and said, "Hey, Paul, I'm going back to Montana." And I left the off field, went back to Montana, and that's when I met Miranda.
Miranda, how'd you end up there, and what were you doing there?
I was doing the same work he was doing when he first went out, wranglers, just riding horses, taking guests on trail rides, and caring for all the animals. And I had went out there after college because I wanted to go do something different with horses. So I ended up out there. I was there a full year before I met him, and then my second year out there because it was seasonal. So I left come fall and stayed back in Wisconsin, you know, all that winter, and then went back out. That was year 2007. I was back out there again, and there was Jason. He came midway through the season to take over the barn.
What attracted you to him? I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Was it his language?
So. Yeah, it was his southern drawl. I mean, he had, you know, he'd always open the door for me.
But I don't have a southern drawl. I have a different...
Whatever it was.
I call it a French Quarters language. So,
yeah.
Because I have a lot of friends from Louisiana. Matter of fact, one of our wildlife management managers up here north of us for the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife, he's, you know, his last name's Thibodeau. And I know there's some Louisiana blood in that guy, so it's kind of so we have a good time with it.
That's my Thibodeau is my mom's maiden name.
I gotcha.
So that Thibodeau and Chaffon is my family.
That was quite a learning experience for me on how to pronounce everybody's name when we moved to Louisiana.
Well, you know, people from Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas make fun of people from Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Oh, I know. Yeah. For sure.
Because when I go up to Minnesota to go into Canada to go walleye and pike, I call it pike hunting. I don't call it pike fishing. I call it pike hunting. You start talking to some of those ladies or even the guys, but the ladies stick out away from the guys with their northern, men, a soda.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? Yeah.
I go ice fishing up there up north in the lakes.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, let's stop right here. I need to take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna get into the history of your rocket stove because I love it. So, I mean, this is what you guys do, and man, you have social media on fire right now. Your business must be crazy, but we'll get to that here in just a little bit. So we'll come back because I think there's some more story from the Dude Ranch to Hobbs, New Mexico, back to Louisiana, and then back to Wisconsin. We're going to finish that out before we get into your product. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The thing about tires is, it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Texas Panhandle Ag weather update. Childress, Texas, 48 degrees, wind chills 46, humidity's 35, the winds are out of the northwest at 5, peak wind gust today 17 miles per hour, month-to-date precipitation 22 one-hundredths of an inch, sub-freezing minutes, 240. 8-inch soil temperature, 43 degrees. On the phone with me is Miranda and Jason Chason, something like that, from Chason Smoke. You can find them on Facebook, by the way, and we'll cover more. Again, thanks, guys, for coming on today. I figure I better get you guys early in your career because probably this time next year you're going to be so famous and have your own land in the Bahamas and you won't be. But you're such a great story. You have so much fun according to your social media post. So you guys met in Montana. And by the way, if you're watching on Facebook, I got my Montana hoodie on just for you guys today.
Nice.
So you're doing the dude before we get to the next section of your life story, do you guys have a funny story about some of the people you took on horse rides in the mountains?
Oh God!
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of those.
How come you guys didn't go to work for Yellowstone? So
I don't. I don't think. Yeah, they might have been around. There's a bunch of ranches out there that do that. I had applied to a couple of them. I chose Big Fork, Montana, because it was the furthest. It was the furthest place away, and I had never left Louisiana before, and I wanted to travel. So that's how I ended up there. That was my strategy on picking a place.
I got you. So Miranda, what's a funny story? Come on, there's some city slicker stories in there. I know there is.
Oh, there are. I can't think of one off. They're probably not appropriate.
Yeah, okay. That's the ones that come to mind. I got one.
All right, here we go.
So I was on a trail ride, and we had actually come across a. we had come down a hill, kind of doing some switchbacks coming down, and we hit a. We ended up hitting some bees, and.
Ooh.
Yeah, and. We got through the bees pretty quick, but then once we got to the bottom of the hill, the lady right behind me was apparently this bee liked the scent in her hair or something. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but this bee is swarming around her head, and when I tell you she rips everything off trying to get this bee away from her. Look, I had this topless woman on a trail ride, and I didn't know how to react or what to do. I mean, think, you know, I was 25-year-old man, and there's this lady here, I mean, scared to death of bees. I think she was allergic to them, so I could understand why she chose the approach she did. But, that's the one story for sure.
Well, did the bee get in her clothes? Why would you take your clothes off?
It was around her head. It was just buzzing around her head. And she just
started swatting at it with her clothes.
She started swatting. She took her shirt off and was swatting at it with her shirt. And yeah,
it was wild.
So
when the cows got out, we had some cows. We had our roping steers get out one day.
Yeah.
And if you ever get a chance, look up Big Fork, Montana. It's right on Flathead Lake.
Right.
And Flathead Lake is what, 300 feet deep.
It's the largest freshwater lake west of the Mississippi.
Our roping steers got out one time and
went swimming.
We got to after one of them trying to get him caught, and he jumped in the lake and just went to swimming out in the middle of Flathead Lake.
That's and a pretty good sized lake.
Ain't going after him on harvest. Like, you just ain't. It ain't happening. So they had to get boats and get out there, and by the time they got to him, this steer is out in the middle of the lake, and this is a big lake,
yeah,
and a deep lake, and they got some ropes on them, and they were able to get that steer back in, back to dry land.
So if I remember right, with mining your conversation the other day, while you were in Montana, you started making spurs.
Yep, I sure did. That was a little side hustle.
Yeah, just for some extra moolah.
Trying to make ends meet. I mean, I had some welding skills. I enjoyed building things, and
we were in that world too. We were team roping. We hustle. We would team rope every team roping that came in the vicinity of where we lived, and we would travel 2-3 hours to go hit one on a Wednesday night just to drive back home again, and.
Yeah.
So we were in that world, and we knew, well, we could make some spurs, so that's what we started doing.
For a little entry fee money.
Yeah. Right.
So how are you guys as a team? Good?
How were we as a team?
I mean, I'd say
first
we were...
You know, kind of rough. We took it...
Yeah, we weren't professionals, for sure, but I'd say we were pretty decent. I mean, we won a lot for our...
For our handicap,
and I think we're a pretty good team. We're going to be back at it for sure.
Yeah, no, I just like to see you guys were going. So I think, if I remember right, the next step, you guys headed to Hobbs, New Mexico. Why? So I've been there.
Yeah. We wanted to team rope more.
Oh, gotcha.
And... in Montana, once the winter hit, it was kind of rough. It was hard to get practices in. We could go to a few local indoor barns, but we wanted to do it year-round more, and the opportunity came up to move to Hobbs and work on a ranch there. And one of the perks of working on that ranch was they always had roping cattle. Like, they would have roping cattle... you know, the same cattle that was used in the Jar Strait team roping. They always had roping steers, and he had about 25 head of horses that were always ready to go. So it was basically, come take care of the cows, help us with branding, feed the horses every morning, feed the cows. Basically, take care of the ranch, you can rope all you want. And it was like, man, we have to go. This is how we're going to up our roping game. You know, we need to be roping more. And we ended up down there. And ranch work is a lot of work. You'd be surprised how much time you don't have for team roping, even with an arena that's there full of horses and steers when you're trying to get all the work done on the ranch.
Uh-huh.
And
we also baled hay in the middle of the night. You know, the humidity, alfalfa.
Yeah.
So you guys were putting, you were putting up the hay that you had to feed the cows and the horses.
Yeah. And I never dealt with that in Louisiana, but you'd have to wait for the humidity. It was all alfalfa, you know, irrigated fields. And you'd have to wait for the humidity to get just right, and an alarm would go off in our room, and we'd have to go to the field and start baling, and it was a lot of work. And then we were doctoring cattle for all the
sickness, diseases. Well,
yeah, all the, we always call them the rich folks.
The wheat pasture cattle.
You know, all those guys hit by three to 5,000 head of steers and or steers of cattle, and then they'd get them onto the wheat fields, and then we would go through and just day work. We would doctor them. You know, every contract that we would give was like a 2-week deal where we would ride the fields every day. And you know, Miranda and I got to a point where we got better at even doing that. Even the feedlots would call us up to go check on some of their fields. And on a good day, you know, you kind of shut down around noon doing that day work and stuff because it gets too hot. But me and Miranda with two good horses, we could get, I mean, some days we'd get, you know, we could get about 15 doctored, 20 doctored, depending on how they were gathered up. But you just rope them and lay them down, give them their shots, spray paint them. And usually about 2 weeks, you'd get through the whole herd and everybody was healthy. And you just start letting them eat. And then they would gather them up as yearlings, you know, and pin them back up and send them off to the feedlots.
Right. I bet that was a shock for both of you guys, because that's the way we have to do it here. We have to wait.
Yeah.
It might be 2 o'clock in the morning before the dews start coming in and the humidity goes up to, you know, 60-63% before we start baling and stuff. Because I'm going to say in Wisconsin, Louisiana, you don't have to worry about finding humidity. It finds you pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying to get it dry.
Yeah, no, that's just the way we do it here. Well, how long?
You.
So what changed your mind about Hobbs? Did you find a really nice place to go get you a spa and your nails done there in Hobbs, Miranda?
Oh, geez. No, I would not even. That would never cross my mind. I wasn't into that. But
I mean,
was not a good place to live. You know, it was pretty rough, and we knew if we were going to raise a family, this is not where we wanted to be. So we left about 6 months in, I'd say, and went straight to Louisiana.
Yeah, I went straight. Yeah, went straight back to the off field. Or I mean, it was kind of a planned out deal, but yeah, Hobbs. I mean, it just wasn't for us. Let me put it to you that way.
We loved the work, though. I mean, the cowboy lifestyle didn't faze us much, but
the other elements.
We had bigger plans, you know.
Yeah. I lived in Lovington for about 3 years. I know what you're saying. it's there. Well, hey, guys, we got to take a break real quick, and we'll come back, and we're going to follow this story back to from Louisiana to Wisconsin and how you got there and how you started building the stoves and the cookers and the fire pits and stuff, because we need to let everybody – we need to discuss those a little bit, because it's just not the rocket stove. You got some really cool stuff. And us and me and my buddies here at the studio was wondering, since we was giving you free advertising today, can we get a discount on that that one on wheels with the griddle on top of the smoke box?
Oh, I'm sure we can maybe work something.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. No, because that... That's when I discovered you guys. I don't know if it was your YouTube video or maybe it was on Facebook, but when I seen that, I fell in love. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. And, oh, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour, all hour long. And I got a 6-pack of Taylor Ranch beef sticks to give away today, either out of Woodward or here at Elk City. And here is your Taylor Ranch question. Most beef variety meats are exported because they have little to no value here in the United States, but they are sought after in other countries, therefore adding value to each animal. Name one of the top three beef variety meats that are exported. And we'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 20th, 2012. Head were sold. 9 head of steers at 433 brought 375. 7 at 506 brought 330. 12 at 520 brought 327.50. 10 at 596 brought 277.50. 6 at 650 brought 265. 6 head of heifers at 394 brought 347.50. 19 at 468 brought 312.50. 4 at 469 brought 322.50. 9 at 517 brought 287.50. 14 at 696 brought 229.50. 6 at 718 brought 246. Butcher cows were 36 to 139. Butcher bulls brought 108 to 150. Bred cows were 1200 to 3050. Pairs brought 1700 to 3775. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's some weather up there in northwestern Oklahoma. Let's take a brief look at it real quick. And this is my computer plays right with me. There we go. And let's go to Woodward. 48 degrees, feels like 44. The winds are out of the west at 11 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 34 degrees. Sunset at 5:45. 50 today, 28 tonight, and 55 tomorrow. I'm on the phone with me right now from Chase Sean, however you say that. Smoke out of Wisconsin is Miranda and Jason. Happy people.
How's it going?
happy people. Hey, so you guys went back to Louisiana from Hobbs. Are you still making spurs at this point?
We were, so we had a little 2x2 torch mate, little plasma table.
Yeah.
And we were making spurs at that time. Not a lot, though. Like, somebody would make an order. It might take us a month to get a pair made, because we would just kind of work on it when we could. It just wasn't
Sustainable.
Sustainable, yeah. We were just busy with the job, with our other job, working for the ranch. But then we, once we got to Louisiana, we stopped completely.
We sold the little 2x2.
Yeah.
And we stopped doing spurs. But Jason and his entrepreneur ways, we started a little lawn service for a while. So we were running lawnmowers and weed eaters.
Jason, then, you sound like you're the jack of all trades and maybe skill of a few of them.
Yeah, I've definitely had an entrepreneurial. I mean, I've raised quail. I've tried to sell quail eggs. I would sell butchered quail. I could tell you all the little businesses I've tried to do.
Miranda, you sound like you're the silent partner in all these adventures.
I am the supportive one, the one that likes to put, check him into reality sometimes. But, no, it's Jason, is his mind goes and goes all day, and I got to try to keep up with him. I'm still working on that.
Oh, cool. So you guys went from Louisiana back to Wisconsin. What happened? What happened in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, once when you guys got back, something, because I think if I remember right, you were in Louisiana, and Miranda was ready to get back home.
I was a compressor mechanic. Miranda had got pregnant again. We were trying to figure that one out, and
I can help you guys out on that, but not on the show.
Miranda got pregnant again, golly. And she wanted to be closer to family.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it.
And we wanted to be self-employed somehow. Like, what could we do? And, where we moved up to in Wisconsin was, there's a lot of open space, a lot of stuff for the kids to do. It's super rural, and we wanted that type of lifestyle. We still could have our horses and team rope, and we did. But we just kind of wanted to get out of that, like, working for somebody else type of.
Right. You wanted to be on your own.
Yeah.
I've always been like that. I just had a hard time doing it.
Well, thank God you met Miranda.
Yeah.
She's
still Jason, but we started the social media once we started Weldon Spurs again.
Yeah, we moved back and we went back to Weldon Spurs.
What's the demand for spurs in Wisconsin? I'm not making fun of you. I'm just asking.
I think the demand is great. Now. I mean, I wish I would have all the leads that I have now off of when people find out I used to make spurs.
Yeah, everybody wants spurs.
I was wondering.
And we're like, we don't make them anymore.
We're not set up to make them now. But it was the idea of learning about marketing and branding and creating a brand and marketing that brand. And I didn't know how to do that. So I couldn't sell a pair of spurs.
To a cowboy?
Very well, yeah. It was. We'd sell some, don't get me wrong. We'd keep
word of mouth was big, but we didn't have that. We had a website, but we just didn't have that marketing to get people to the website.
Right.
And so we discovered that when we started doing TikTok. And, TikTok started everything for us, actually.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's where it all started, and that's when we started figuring out
how powerful.
Well, we had bought the plasma table.
Right.
Bought another plasma table. And the first thing we started cutting out, so this is 2019 probably of this year, was our collapsible fire pits and then started posting TikTok videos. And then the rocket stove came out because we were building things that revolved around things we enjoyed doing, right?
Right.
It wasn't, a lot of guys will sit here and say they love welding, right? Like, oh, I love welding. I'm passionate about welding. I wouldn't say I had this love for welding, but I did have this passion for building things. I liked making stuff and cooking outside with fire. Like, that was a passion. It wasn't necessarily the welding. So I was building things that we enjoyed doing. I had a rocket stove that was made, probably in China or something. I had got one off of Amazon, and it was just a cheap little thing, and I hated it. It didn't work well. I was like, man, this thing needs an ash pan. Man, I need a way to cover this fuel door. So I started playing with them in the shop. I started building them in the shop. And we had a video go viral. And then that's how it all started. It all started from a viral video on TikTok.
That's what I was wondering. And
yep.
Yeah, and you're right. I love to weld. I do. I had a passion for it. And got my eyes burnt in a blowout over by Thomas back in the 80s. And the doc said, hey, you don't quit welding and cutting full time, you'll be blind by the time you're 30. Well, they only have to tell you that once.
Yeah.
But that plasma table has brought a new level of funness to doing welding and cutting.
Yeah.
Because I think Miranda even likes it.
Oh, yeah. I ran, Jason and I only in the shop late at night. We had two kids, at that time. I had a baby, and I could only run the table when the baby would nap, and I had a camera so I could watch the baby, and then I'd run the table, and I'd go back in, and then when the baby was sleeping at night, we'd be out in the shop working late nights, running that table, cleaning parts, Jason and I for like a year, so...
2 years. It was 2022 before things really, really kicked off, I would say.
Yeah. Well, let's take my last break, and we come back. We'll start off right where we finished right here talking about, and then we'll get into your different products and stuff, because I have some questions I want to ask you, especially like on your rocket stove and stuff. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And by the way, it's the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. And all of you guys got that question. You got one of the answers right. So my question was, most beef variety meats are exported because they have little to no value in the United States, but are sought after in other countries, therefore adding value to each animal. Name one of the top three beef variety meats that are exported. And everybody got it. Well, there was one person that got it right, wrong. But anyway, it's the liver and the tongue and the tripe. That's the answers, and I'm going to text the person that gets the beef six-pack of Taylor Ranch beef sticks, and thanks for playing. But we're going to take a quick one. We'll be right back after this to finish up with Miranda and Jason. Be right back.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
That's the sound of a fridge begging for mercy. Or how about that washing machine that sounds more like a rock band than a rinse cycle? Shy the Repair Guy has it covered. He'll fix anything from rebellious refrigerators to whining washing machines. If it plugs in and breaks down, call Shy the Repair Guy and let him turn your "why is it doing that?" into "that's better." For all your household appliance repair needs, call Shy at 580-243-9619 or Daryl 580-799-5433.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you've got an oil change coming up. We can help you save on the right oil for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Castrol Edge Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
Cold days, frigid nights, that's winter out here. And then there's the ice and snow. Your vehicle takes a beating at the hands of old man winter. Not a good time to break down on the side of the road somewhere. Barber Dyson Ford's technicians will get your vehicle cold weather ready, regardless of make or model. BD even has WeatherTech products to protect the inside of your motorized chariot. Let our service team at Barber Dyson Ford get your vehicle cold weather ready. Online, barberdysonford.net.
Accidents happen, like trying to teach your kid how to drive. He hits the gas instead of the brake while pulling into your driveway, nails a tree, and knocks the thing over onto your house. Look, when dominoes fall, Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance in Clinton has you covered. For auto, home, life, boat, motorcycle, or any other valuable, call Misty Gosen at Farmers Insurance for a free quote, 580-323-8444, or stop by our office at 2004 West Gary Boulevard in Clinton. Just know how to park before you arrive.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Future Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart. Here's Eric. I'm going with, whoa, that thing didn't change on me. Oh, there we go. No, we're gonna do Longwolf. Here we go. 50 degrees at Longwolf, 25 is the dew point. The winds are calm. The three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature is 39 degrees, sunset at 5:47, 53 today, 28 tonight, 59 tomorrow. Guys, I'm just going to warn you, enjoy the next few days because we're going into single digits next week. We'll be as cold as those people up in Wisconsin. But back on the show with me, still, thank you guys so much for coming on the show today. I know you guys are busy, but Miranda and Jason, Chayshawn, I'm just sorry. I don't think I'm ever going to get that. But anyway, they own Chayshawn Smoke. And you can follow them on Facebook, and we'll get to a little bit more of that here in just a few minutes. But let's talk a little bit on, you know, you're talking about the Chinese rocket stove and stuff. What blew up on TikTok? Which was it? Was it the rocket stove?
It was a rocket stove that blew up on TikTok, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, we were doing collapsible pits. We were doing custom smokers already. What blew up on TikTok was a rocket stove, yes.
Yeah.
And that became just our product. It wasn't written down in a business plan, for sure. It just started happening like that.
Well, I know what got my attention was your off-road 42-inch by 24-inch reverse flow off-spit smoker. That's, I got that all out in one sentence, but that's a beautiful piece of art. And the one with the griddle on top of the do they all have griddle on top of the smoke box?
They don't. They okay. all don't. No, okay. that was an added feature. Yeah.
It's beautiful. That's all I can tell you guys. It's a beautiful. But on your rocket stove, you guys, you can go to their website and find all their products on there. You can find their story, giveaway. They do a really good job. They're doing, for not doing much on social media and stuff back in 2018 or 19. You guys got it figured out now. That's all I can tell you. If a small business wants to figure out how to get their stuff promoted, you need to follow these people on social media, whether it's TikTok, their website, or Facebook. But on the rocket stove, do you guys do you sell wood to go in your rocket stove? Do you have?
No.
Okay.
We don't sell wood. No. I think most people that are interested in rocket stoves and enjoy rocket stoves usually have access to wood, like cooking with open fire.
Right.
We don't sell wood.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering because I had a thought that, you know, because you can do a little bit of smoking, a little bit of cooking on there. And I think what would be, because I'm going to order one of these, and I'm going to let you do the welding, but I'm going to order one of these, and I thought about trying some mesquite wood in there, some pecan wood in there, and just see if you can get a little different flavor going on your meats there.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We have guys, you know, we have a lot of them out there, and we get pictures all the time, and guys are always sharing little things that they've done to it, especially with different woods and the flavor it adds to their food. And even people that are just using oak, you can, because of the ash pan, you can pull the ash pan out and you can put flavored pellets. So you can put like apple pellets or any type of pellet in the ash pan. And what happens is as the ash and the coals fall into the ash pan, they'll catch the pellets on fire and you'll get that smoke rising out of it. You know, if you're doing something on.
Yep.
Yep.
Well,
yep, absolutely.
I think what's really cool about your rocket stove is you have people in mind like you used to be. So you sell kits. If they want to do their own welding and everything, I think it's wonderful that you sell kits. It ships all out in, I guess, one box and bring it there, and I'm sure it's self-explanatory. You have instructions to weld it. I think that's pretty neat, too.
Yeah, and we have full build videos on YouTube as well. So a guy can watch me build one from start to finish and go over the entire parts list. But that was one of the things in the beginning. A lot of guys were asking if we could make a kit. Because in the beginning, we didn't offer a kit. And I got to realizing that a lot of guys didn't have access to sourcing material. A lot of guys couldn't. You know, they couldn't do all of the legwork, but they had a table, they had a welding machine, they could weld something up. So we started selling kits, and that's been a hit also.
Is it your top seller, the kits, or is the stove itself top seller?
The stoves are the top seller, but we still sell, kits are not far behind them for sure.
All right. And we have a camping model, which is lightweight and more compact, and then we also have the bigger model, which is more for like entertaining larger groups.
Yeah, the patio.
Yeah,
I think this would be awesome for people traveling with their campers because you got different styles of attachments to go on them, like little griddles, just the regular grate, and what else you got? You guys even, I didn't even know this, you got your own cast iron skillet. Awesome.
Well, those are just a limited edition, and those are expensive, but it cost us a lot of money too. But we wanted to have something. We do have a lot of fans. You know, once you get beyond maybe just the cooking videos and the fabrication shop, we also have fans that don't necessarily buy things from us, but they enjoy the content that we make.
Yeah,
and it's. So, you know, anything else is kind of like it's something with Chasson smoke. Someone can put it in their house, cook with it, and just one of those things, you know, kind of trying to accommodate all of our followers, people that follow us for the welding content, people that follow us for our cooking videos. Maybe someone follows us just because they like the funny skit videos. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, we just got about a minute here left. Miranda, you want to tell everybody about how to find you guys? I mean, we've been talking about it, but give them the breakdown on it.
Yep, you can find us on all platforms, so YouTube, Facebook. If TikTok disappears, we won't be there, but we are on there. Instagram and X, we're on there a little bit. And you can go to our website, chassonsmoke.com, C-H-I-A-S-S-O-N, smoke.com, and you can find our products, and we have a blog on there. We're going to start posting YouTube videos. And so, you can find us.
We have a podcast that we're starting next month.
I know.
Podcast.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
that'll be a full journey.
We're gonna need, we're gonna need some advice from you, Jimmy, on how to.
You picked the wrong dude for some advice. Hey, but I do have something quick for you. This one guy's got some advice. She said, the third time my wife got pregnant, I figured out what caused it and I put a stop to it. I shot my neighbor and we haven't had kids since.
Don't have neighbors where we live.
All right.
Barely see you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, bye. All right, see you guys tomorrow.
I actually kind of like it.
KEZO, Elk City.